This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Monday, July the 4th, 2011, episode 176, sponsored by Omega Alpha. Happy 4th of July, everyone in the United States. This is our Independence Day here in the U.S., and the amount of fireworks going off in our development last night was just incredible. And our new doggy doesn't seem to like fireworks a whole lot, so we'll tell you a lot more about that tomorrow morning when we're back live. But Mother Nature followed them up with a display of fireworks of her own last night and a wicked lightning storm. Some very loud thunder, some very bright lightning, and hail thrown in. So that pretty much stopped the homemade fireworks displays last night. Well, today we are bringing you a best of show, and we knew which one had to be today's. It was the Trish Lynn music special we did back on January 28th, 2011. You know, after all, Trish Lynn did start the All-American Cowgirl Chicks and sings mostly patriotic music. So we hope you enjoy this show, and Jamie and I will be back Tuesday morning live at 9 a.m. And if the repeats are not your thing, then you can listen to any one of the other shows we have on the Horse Radio Network. We had a lot of good ones come out last week, and you can find them all at horseradionetwork.com. Well, until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, you enjoy your 4th of July. Have a great time. Be safe, everybody. Have some picnic food for all of us. We'll be out picnicking later this afternoon, too, after I'm hoping to get a driving lesson in today. So we'll see you then. I am Glenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Tammy Schrantz from Weatherford, Texas, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning for January 28th, 2011. Good morning, horse world, and welcome to the special musical episode as we share with you singer, songwriter, and my favorite unbelievable cowgirl, Trish Lynn.
Howdy, everybody. I'm Bob Tallman. Welcome to Fort Worth, Texas. Now, the higher they jump, the better they buck, the better you ride, more money to win. It's rodeo time, ladies. Let's ride.
Hey, I'm real proud of the life I'm living. Saddle up, girls, I will keep on giving. Rolling down the road to the next show. It's a big thing we call the rodeo. They ride bulls and broncs from Fort Worth to Austin. My cowboy friends, yeah, they're awesome. It's where the cowgirl chicks ride for the red, white, and blue. It's the rodeo show, rodeo show. Come on out to the rodeo. You got your wild, wild west, kick it up, kick dust. Country with a kick of rock. Yeah, I've been to Nashville and had my knock, so I came home where I belong, back to Texas where my roots are strong. And I admit my heart got broke, so I cowgirled up, had my mind made up that I was gonna make it to the real big show.
Rodeo.
It's the rodeo show, rodeo show. Come on out to the rodeo. You got your wild, wild west, kick it up, kick dust. She got your fucking shoes, Justin boots. Saturday night, yeah, that's what we do. Made in the USA, the American way. Hey, it's the rodeo show, rodeo show. Come on out to the rodeo.
cowboys are hot. Just beat the dust.
Dust? What are you talking about, baby? That's dirt. No money. No time. No fame. Come on, folks. Give them a hand. Ooh. It's a state of mind. It's a lifestyle. It's rodeo.
Welcome, Tammy, to Horses in the Morning.
Hi, Glenn. That's a great way to get started, isn't it?
It is. I was bouncing on my ball. I sit in an exercise ball when I record, and I was bouncing away. I love the line in there. I love, and they're hot. I love that line in there. Well, Tammy, welcome to the show. Jamie is not feeling so well today when we're recording this. And, of course, this is a recorded episode, everybody. We are not live this morning. If you call, we will not answer. We have a special musical episode for you today. We like to do one of these about once a month. And we have Trish Lynn with us, and I'm going to introduce her here in a minute. But these shows that we've done, the musical episodes once a month, have turned out to be so much fun, Tammy.
Oh, I know. And I love music. And I even play the guitar now, too, Glenn. I'm at that level.
You're going to be out there with Tammy and the rodeos just playing the guitar and strumming. You're going to be
well,
out
we all
there
have
helping
dreams.
Her out.
I'm more at the guitar hero level right now.
Well, Tammy, I am so excited that you were able to fill in today. And it's so perfect because you happen to know our guest. You've seen her perform. You've seen her do her thing. So this is just so exciting. And you're a neighbor. You live like in the same town in Texas, of all things.
Everything is great in Texas, Glenn. Well, I'm not from Texas, but I love it like I was.
You're starting to sound like you are, too. I got to tell you that. But there's more Southern than Australian in there now.
I know. It really confuses people.
Well, for everybody that doesn't know, and I know you were on the show last week and we were giving you a hard time, Tammy is the host of our Western radio show here on the Horse Radio Network with Alan, and they do a terrific job over on the Western radio show, and we always like having you on the morning show, and I know Jamie likes harassing you and stuff, so today you don't have to put up with her crap, though. She's out of here.
No, you know what? And this is a great show for me because I came over from Australia to Texas really just chasing dreams. I wanted to ride horses in Texas, and I wanted to show and win the world, and I had all these dreams and aspirations, and you know, that's exactly what Trish is, you know, just a cowgirl like I was, chasing dreams and doing the best job she can with the horses they have. So I have a lot in common with Trish.
All right. Well, we're thrilled to welcome with us today a singer-songwriter and a true Texas cowgirl. At the age of 18, she completed her first album and charted 4 singles on the Billboard's Hot Country Singles charts. Trish opened for major acts including Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Vince Vance, and the Valiants. There's a name I haven't heard in forever. Rusty Weir, the Bellamy Brothers, another name I haven't heard forever. Dean Dillon and Hank Thompson. She also went on to pursue a degree in dance in college, which I think is interesting, and she is an unbelievable horsewoman and has combined her love of horses, dance, and music to form the All-American Cowgirl Chicks. The Cowgirl Chicks are experienced athletes who have been featured 4 times in the Tournament of Roses Parade and Equifest. We're going to talk about that today because that's one of my favorite things, and she just got done with that. Nominated for Specialty Act of the Year in 2010 by the PRCA. What is that again, Tammy? The Professional? That's something Western, isn't it?
It's Western.
Yeah, okay. And she appeared twice in Rode to the Horse, served as the ambassador of the United States in Stockholm, Sweden, and performed trick riding and stunts in over 85 performances of year. That is, of course, Trish Lynn. Welcome to Horses in the Morning, Trish.
Hi, Trish. Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You never thought that you'd be on a live morning horse radio show with your neighbor.
I know, it is so cool, and it's such a small world.
It is,
I know,
especially the horse world, and I don't care whether you're English or Western or both, it's just a small world.
That's exactly right.
Let's talk a little bit about you and your past. Let's start with horses. How did you get involved with horses in the first place?
You know, I've always been a cowgirl, so that was just from the get-go. I mean, you know, I've always loved the country way of living and have just been so passionate about horses, cattle, you know, anything that had four legs, I lived, eat, and I breathed it when I was younger. I was had two brothers that really loved to hunt, and so, you know, we just grew up in a great family world that had that background. So anyway, it's just, you know, that's who I am, and it's not, nothing is going to change me. Technology is not going to change me. I hate to break it to a lot of people in this world, but I still like to do things the old-fashioned way. You know, I have to put my phone down when I work my horses and concentrate on, you know, what's important and get my job done.
Well, with the kind of riding you do, that's a good thing, Trish.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when you're hanging onto the horse and trying to answer the phone at the same time, not so good.
I know. You know, I think technology is great, but it's making this world go so fast, and people are missing so much. And anyway, you know, that's my two cents in the technology end. But as being a country girl, that's who I am, and that's who I'll always be.
Now, were you competing at all when you were growing up with the horses, or were you just playing around and having some fun?
No, we showed a little bit, and I actually, you know, did get involved in a little bit of high school rodeo. I was really involved in the dance end of it, too. At a very young age, I got a lot of opportunities to, you know, experiment with all different kinds of phases of dancing, tap, clogging, so I just took that when the opportunity came and ran with it. And so, you know, but when I got home, I was always back in the saddle, you know, trying to correct a horse or making something happen for me in that world too. So it's just the horse industry, even though I might've stepped into the dance world for, you know, 8 to 10 years of my life, I've had the opportunity of choreographing a lot of, winning competitions for a lot of high school and college cheerleading teams. So that, you know, made a living for me while I could go out and do what I love to do in the horse industry. So
how does a cowgirl go from dancing and riding to hanging off the back of a horse? How did you get in there?
I guess when you get in the sport of rodeo, you know, from the get-go, from hearing the prayer to going to the national anthem, and then, you know, you see the different events that they have and all the cowboys and the cowgirls in the back, I always was just so involved in who was all there and what they were all doing and why they were doing it all and how I could be a part of it. And J.W. Stoker was just someone that I followed all the time.
Now, who was he for those that aren't in the Western world?
J.W. Stoker is a trick roper and legendary trick rider of all times. He's 83 now. And he is my mentor in the trick riding business. That's why we are at the level that we're at today. But
so he's sort of the godfather of trick riding and roping?
He is. I mean, a godfather to the rodeo industry. I mean, he is the entertainment of what rodeo is, you know, the entertaining business of what rodeo is today. And he happens to live in Weatherford. I happen to be at the same rodeo venues that he was, and we sang back, or I did. I did the national anthem at Cowtown Coliseum in Fort Worth, right there by Billy Bob's in 1989. And sure enough, JW was performing, and that's really where I connected with him. I said, you know, we keep running into each other. I've just got to.
But I know from the other times we've talked, Lynn, he wasn't so enthusiastic as you were to teach you.
Right. And now that 16 years later, I understand why. You know, being young and having your mouth water and just not giving up, you understand the dangers of it. And I just didn't think about how dangerous it was back then. I really didn't. And it was something that I wanted to do, and I was going to try anything I could, you know, and the midst I was going to kill myself. And so I just kept trying to call him, and he finally, you know, answered my call and looked at my equipment and said, oh my God, you're in trouble. And you need to come over and
give it up, and, Trish. Go back to dancing on the ground.
No, and I'm so glad he did, because, you know, it takes commitment. If you look at all of the true athletes that make up the sport of rodeo, or that make up any sport of your choice, take those ones and really do the background check on them of where they started. They just didn't start, you know, overnight. It's been a long hunger in their bones and their blood. And that's JW. I mean, he lived, eat, and he breathed it every day. And it's dangerous. And he knew that if I was going to do something like what he did, I would have to be committed. And unfortunately, you know, in my business, I have a lot of girls call me and want to do what we do, and not a whole lot of girls fit just because of the hard work and the commitment that it takes. So that's what he was trying to tell me, and 6 years later, he understands that I'm in it for the long haul. I was just, you know, a fortunate one that just was going to stick it out, and I did.
Well, let's backtrack a little bit, and we're going to take a break for a commercial here, and then we'll be back to talk about your music and where that came in, and then we'll talk about how the two really have merged, because you spent a long time pursuing the music side of things too, and you know it wasn't always pleasant. You know, it wasn't always the best thing in the world. You had your share of hard knocks in that world as well. So let's talk about that when we get back, and we'll be right back with Tammy Sarantz and Trish Lynn.
This commercial comes compliments of John over at Eventing Nation. And he had a chance to catch up with Rebecca Howard up at one of the events and talk to her about, she's an eventer, a top name eventer, and she also uses Omega Alpha products. And, of course, our sponsor for this episode is Omega Alpha. So let's hear what Rebecca Howard had to say about Omega Alpha.
We are at the Bromont three-day event in Bromont, Canada, and this is Rebecca Howard, who is currently leading the two-star division, and Rebecca is an Omega Alpha rider. What's your favorite thing about Omega Alpha, Rebecca?
My favorite thing is mostly the horses love it so much. I know they're getting it all because they love to eat it up. I feel like it comes in liquid form, so it just, I think, feels like it gets absorbed quicker in their body. But mostly it's because they love it.
Cool. And what's your favorite product?
I'd say the Gastro FX. It's the one I use the most of. And we use it in their feed and before a ride or before shipping.
Okay. And what's a success story that you've had with using one of their products with your horses?
I started using it pretty religiously, 2 years ago. Mostly with the Riddle Master horse, just managing his stomach ulcers and all that. He's just become more consistent in eating and being happy, and just his whole overall temperament is more consistent.
Cool. Well, thank you, Rebecca, so much, and good luck the rest of the weekend.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Well, Trish, I got to tell you, you really did go the route that a lot of young singers wish to go, and you found out really the hard way that there's some successes in that world and there's a lot of failures. And boy, you were talking about, you know, being committed. There's another world you have to be totally committed to, is the music world.
Right. That's exactly right. It was a huge passion of mine from, you know, the get-go. When I was in high school, I loved singing, and my dad took me all around to the local operas. I started there. And, you know, started playing Fort Worth Billy Bob's, just, you know, kept it diving into that scene. And soon enough, we were traveling to San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, and opening up for Ty Herndon and a lot of main acts in the business. And then we started traveling out of the States, you know, to the rodeo venues and the radio shows. And, it was a tough life. I mean, it's no different than what I do now, because we travel all the time. You know, I mean, we're on the road 4 to 5 days out of the week. We come home. We work our rears off that we're here, and then we go back on the road. So it's just a lifestyle.
The difference was your guitar didn't eat or poop as much.
You know, it was a lot easier to haul, for sure.
Yeah. No vet bills on the guitar.
Yeah.
it really was. But you know what? Now I get to take a part with me and not leave it at home, and they go on the road with us, and it's so gratifying. The music business is it's a great thing to be a part of. I've had a lot of blessings in that end, but, you know, it is disappointing. I try to do it the Loretta Lynn way, where you get on the road and you go to all the radio stations to, you know, promote your record. And now it's just a little different, tune to do that. It requires a lot of money, a lot of financial backing. I went to the Nashville scene, and I had a lot of record deals. And then, you know, they folded, and it broke a couple of my bands, you know, up, and we had to go different directions. So, you know, I mean, it was a great thing, and we worked really hard, but then it was a disappointing thing because we didn't get, you know, that ultimate record deal at the end. But
Do you see a lot of people, Lynn, who just have a tremendous amount of singing talent that just weren't able to get the right breaks? Because I wonder that for Nashville with so many singers out there.
I think there's so many people that are overlooked. I really do. I think there's just some people that are really lucky to be at the right place at the right time. And there's some people that give up things that, you know, maybe they shouldn't do. I mean, you know, I don't step on anybody in my business or trying to get somewhere where I'm going to. And, you know, there's a lot of cutthroats, real political. You know, there's just a lot of things that go on that maybe weren't right for me. And, you know, I didn't play the game as good or, you know, I don't know. I feel sympathy with a lot of artists. And I'll tell you, there's one artist that really inspired me through my music career. There's a whole slew of them. We couldn't have enough time to go over that. But Jewel is one. Mm-hmm. You know, we're about the same age. And she had a lot of hard knocks, too, a lot of rejection. I guess that's the word that I'm looking for is, you know, you put your whole heart and soul in something and you believe in it. And someone tells you, yeah, yeah, we're going to take you there. And you sleep in your truck, and you do without.
And she came from Alaska and, you know, was really, you know, I don't know what even the term would be. She was a redneck from Alaska. You know, she was the outcast of outcasts. And she had a very unique singing style that didn't appeal to 75% of the audience. And I liked her much better when she went country.
She's just an awesome singer. I mean, she's unique. She's one of a kind. And, you know, when you hear, you know exactly who she is. And, you know, a lot of people fight that. I had people fight that with me that they wanted to change the style of the way that I sang. And you just can't take, I mean, if they said that to Reba, where would she be? That's who she is today.
Although you know, I will say here, Trish, you talk about the style that you sing in. You are all over the place. You can do anything. We have some music we're going to play here, and you're everything from, you know, I don't even know if I'd call it Southern rock. It's just rock. And then, you know, you go to On the Bayou, which we're going to play, which is totally the other side down there, you know, Louisiana. So it's interesting.
I did play in a rock band, all-girl rock band. I played with Sweet Lantana, a country band. I just loved music, and so I thought every opportunity that I would get would, you know, give me better strength to do what I wanted to do. And so in going to the rodeos, when you go to the operas, you don't want to sing rock. You know, there's a lot of older people there, and they want a little bit something sweeter to the ear, like Patsy Cline and that traditional country music, which is coming back now, which I love. But, you know, when you go to the rodeos and the fair venues, they want Chris Cagle. They want something that's going to, you know, get those people out on the dance floor. So I had to be versatile. And, you know, I enjoy it. I love all kinds of music. So, but
I think you've covered the versatile factor there, Lynn.
So let me ask you, do you remember, we always ask this of the singers we have on, do you remember the first song you wrote?
The first song that I wrote, I sing it in my room. I sing it to only myself. But yes, I do. I wrote a song just about going through high school, some of the disappointments that I had in there, you know, my first love and broke up with me and that type of thing. But, you know, it's when I was 17, 18 years old, and I still
have it.
Sounds
like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It really does, and Jewel has such a great deliverance of songs because it's pretty much her life, you know. I mean, that's why I can relate to it so much. Because
you were talking about Crazy, Trish. Where did Some Kind of Crazy come from?
Some Kind of Crazy came from a guy out in Nashville. I was on a record label at the time, and he pitched me that song, and it's probably one of the most favorite songs that I've ever recorded.
Well, I'll tell you what, I loved it. How about we take a listen and then we can talk about it a little more after.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
It's a brand new day, but the same old night. 'Cause when you go away, nothing can go right. I listen. listen to the rain, and I see you in the dark. I try to reach and touch you there, but you're only in my heart. Some kind of crazy.
What a beautiful song, Glenn. I haven't heard that, and I want a copy of that.
I will definitely make sure you get one. It is
that
beautiful.
Is, I'm glad you didn't play that as the first song for the morning, because I would have started my morning sad.
You know, that song was really one of the most comfortable songs that I've ever sang. And for whatever reason, it was overlooked on one of my albums, but we had the opportunity to redo it, and we're going to release it here this year on the album that's going to come out. And, you know, I mean, it's probably one of my favorite songs that I've ever had the opportunity to do.
That's just, it's just a beautiful song.
And I think technically, too, it really shows off your voice well.
Thank you. You know, a lot of people in the music business, you know, you get into with whatever record producer or someone that, you know, is in charge of the deal, they try to teach you how to sing differently sometimes. They don't let you sing, you know, what comes natural. And so that song was just a very natural song for me to sing.
Well, now, you said that you obviously have an eclectic variety of songs, and now we're coming through your life here a little bit. Left Nashville, and you went back to Texas at some point, and at some point, the Cowgirl Chicks got started, the All-American Cowgirl Chicks. So take us through that transition.
Well, you know, being on the road, it was, I had four baby girls, and
really?
I took them on the road with me as much as I could.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of kids to be taking on the road.
She's versatile, Glenn.
I know it.
She's proved that.
They were just my life, and, you know, my family has really been my strength through everything that I've dipped myself into, but I got back to Texas, you know, my last record deal just folded, the record label went under, and so I thought, you know, I'm just going to go back home and kind of rest and really see what God has planned for me, and came back to the ranch and started working my horses. And my oldest daughter at the time, she was probably in seventh, eighth grade, and she always, you know, had begged for us to get her involved in the rodeo and get her involved into maybe being a pivot girl, which is the girls that post the color at the rodeo with the American flag or the Texas flag, being a sponsor lap girl.
Oh, so they're the ones that carry the flag around during at the beginning there.
Right, right. And all my daughters were very naturally athletic. I mean, you know, they just fell in love with the horses. I didn't have to push them into any of it. So, you know, I had a couple of friends, and then my daughter accumulated some girls, and we went to our first parade, and just they got the first little bug of it, and then we went back to the rodeo, and they couldn't get enough, and that's really where it all started. We started practicing for a year, and our goal was to be, you know, maybe at the Fort Worth Stock Show someday or one of the big, big rodeos. And at that time, our farrier's son was diagnosed with cancer. He was about 6 years old. He was the age of one of my other daughters, and they didn't have insurance. So we took our routine and, you know, threw it out there in the rodeo world to see what we could get a donation if we could, and they did, and we just kept going to rodeo after rodeo and giving our proceeds to this family so he could get through his chemo and just help with, you know, expenses that they were being bombarded with. And that's really how the Cowgirl Chicks got started, was, you know, giving back through charity work. And we've been riding for cancer, for Cheer for Cancer, since then, for many, many different charities. I mean, the Mustang Foundation, the Cowgirl Chick Rescue Horse Operation, the Kickstart Kids with Chuck North, Snowball Express. It's just evolved in this huge, you know, wonderful life that we've been so busy working at it, we really didn't realize the impact that we have been making on a lot of people's lives. And
let's tell everybody that doesn't know what kind of performance you do with the Cowgirl Chicks.
The Cowgirl Chicks, you know, are world-renowned, known now, and respected all over the country for their patriotic service, their horsemanship, their leadership, and their professionalism in the sport of rodeo. I've never witnessed a more hard-working group of cowgirls. You know, some of them come and go, but there are some that have stuck, and those are the main girls that you're going to see on my performance team. They're passionate about their horses, the cowgirl way of life, and the rodeo industry. They're one of the most sought-after entertainment groups in the business today, who inspire others to be dedicated, committed, and train hard to be the best that they can be in whatever their dreams or desires may be.
And your actual performance consists of trick riding and stunts, and you do take the colors in. You have a combination of things in your performance.
Right, exactly. The trip riding is probably one of our most highest feature, you know, our most popular feature.
Well, it's always fun to see girls hanging underneath horses, you know, it's...
And, you know, they're going just real fast.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I watched
like
your,
wide
you
open.
Sent me a video. You sent me your CD, and I was watching the video. And on there, I was really cool how you did that particular one, because you actually put some of the girls, when they were learning, falling off. And, you know, and that has to be the biggest part of can they, whether a girl makes it or not, is can they overcome hitting the dirt so many times?
You know, and that's what separates the ones that have the grit and the ones that don't. And I think that's what separates the athletes in the sport of rodeo. I mean, you can have someone train your horse. You can have, you know, you can talk all day long of how fast you can, you know, tie calf or you know, overstate your abilities. But really, bottom line, it comes down to results. And these girls, I mean, you know, in this business, we do. We have our ex just like everybody else. We don't, you know, try to cause them by any means. But, you know, the dirt might be really deep and a horse might stumble or fall. And those wrecks were actually real.
Yeah, they looked real.
Yeah, we call it a tension reel. And that just kind of gives the reality check of really how tough this sport is. And, you know, what's expected of us, what we're doing behind the scenes, instead of it's just not all glamour.
That reminds me of the movie that I saw the other night, Glenn, True Grit. When they were looking for True Grit in somebody, that would be the cowgirl chicks.
Right. I'm hoping to see that this weekend because I've heard great things about that movie.
It was wonderful.
So you took these girls and, you know, I assume they were all riders before they got to you or not.
You know, some of them were not, and that's where the story of the horses come in. That I knew if I was really going to get serious in this business that I could rely on my horses to show up every time, not talk back, not quit. They would be there with their dying last breath, and that's the tools that I would have to accumulate in order to make, you know, this go forward. So, yeah, I mean, dealing with the public, they get sick, and, you know, if the weather's bad, you get a phone call, oh, my gosh, are they going to cancel the rodeo? There's no canceling any rodeo in the business that I've ever been in running down the road the last 16 years. So it's just called dependability, and there's a lot of girls that want to do it, but they just don't really realize the lifestyle that we live to do this. And, you know, it's just the way that it is. There's no.
You mean it's not all makeup and glamour, Trish?
Well, at the Rose Bowl, you know,
pretty does.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, if it rains, you just deal with it. And being at the Rose Bowl, it's great. You know, it's a wonderful event, but you have to be loaded in on the highway that's shut off 24 hours prior to getting up that next morning on January 1st. You have your horses saddled. You have to use fresh flowers. You cannot use anything artificial. So you're doing fresh flower, all preparation 24 hours prior to this. So you're laid out on the highway, 90% dressed with a wake-up call between 3:30 and 4 o'clock that morning to get ready to stand in line to be ready.
Well, Tammy, you can forget that. You're never going to ride in the Tournament of Roses parade. She'd never get up that early. Hey,
you know, I would just stay up.
I want to talk to you about the Tournament of Roses parade because you have been on the Stable Scoop show. You know, it's one of my passions every year is to watch the Tournament of Roses parade. And I waved to you this year from home. Saying,
oh, I know, and I saw that.
Oh, good, good. let's play another song, though. You know, I want to show off a little bit of how different you can be with your songs. Where the heck did Stop Till You Drop came in?
That was from the rodeo scene.
Was it?
That is exactly from the rodeo scene. PBR, you know, puts out an album every year. And so I love high energetic entertainment. I guess that's where my dance background. I love putting on a great production, and so we've used that a lot in a lot of our pre-show productions.
What you got, boy? He's got a devil of a pool and his eyes all red. Got his leather cinched stuff tight as it don't get. He ain't found nothing that'll throw him yet. Feels a little better when he's out on the edge. Like a Tarantino movie running through his head. He ain't gonna sleep again until he's dead. He's gonna fly just as high as he wants to. Take it to overload. Keep the crowd screaming everywhere that I go. Everybody's rocking when they see me rodeo. Well, I don't need anybody telling me what to do. I've come a long, long way with this bad attitude. I wanna hold through my soul up my cowgirl riding boots. I'm gonna fly just as high as I want to. Down, and I ain't gonna stop till I drop. Come on, come on, come on.
someday I'll be there for the ride. So don't tell me not to try. I'm gonna fly just high as I want to.
Wow, that was a great song, and that's definitely one to finish off with, Glenn, because that'll get you going during the day. The other one kind of made me sad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Trish, let's go back to the Tournament of Roses Parade. This was your fourth year in the Tournament of Roses Parade. When you started doing smaller rodeos and traveling around the country doing what you do, did you ever think in your lifetime, you would be in the Tournament of Roses Parade? By the way, for everybody who doesn't know, there are 1 million spectators that line that route and almost 100 million people that watch it live from around the world on TV. Did you ever think that would happen?
No, I didn't. It has just been a total dream come true for us and such an honor to be a part of. You know, the Equestfest is 2 days prior to that, and that's a performance that all the equestrians that have been picked, they put on a show at the L.A. Equestrian Center, and RFD-TV has, for the last 2 years, has shot that live. And it's just becoming more popular, and it's grown into such a wonderful thing. But the Rose Bowl Parade is where all the businesses in the world shut down and tune in to, that event. And it is just a dream come true for us. I can't tell you how many calls we get from families just saying that their young daughter wants to be a cowgirl chick someday just because they saw us, you know, on horseback at the Rose Bowl Parade. So it's been phenomenal.
Well, you're not really sitting on the horses for most of the parade from what I saw.
Well, I was going to ask about that, Glenn, because I haven't seen the parade and I'm kind of new to the whole football thing over here. So
right.
I was going to ask her what they did at the parade, just for the people who haven't seen it, like me.
You know, the parade is very, very strict. There is a lot of list of rules, especially for the equestrians, because we all know that horses are like a time bomb. And just like Glenn said, there's 1 million viewers, and they're spilling out in the roads of, where we have to go. And if, you know, anybody can say, yeah, I've owned a horse for 5, 10 years or whatever, but if they spill out and something gets spooked and, you know, tramples on a child or someone that's sitting there, you can get into a lot of trouble. So they have to be very selective on who they pick and gain a lot of trust for people who they, you know, pick for this event. So it's amazing. We finally, you know, have gained their trust with the horses that, you know, we've used at the Equusfest that we got to Roman ride this year. Two sets of our Roman riding horses got to do that up and down the strip. And then we also did the hippodrome, which is, you know, you stand up in the trick riding saddle. So, and it's 6 miles long. It's, you know, it's not easy to stand up, but you
know, it's a 2-hour parade. I mean,
I know your toes and your feet are numb, but you know, with all the people screaming at you, and TCU won this year. I mean, my gosh, that, you know, we had,
oh, what a great year to go. Yeah.
It was just phenomenal.
Texas,
so.
Glenn.
Now, did you get to go to the football game at all?
Yeah, we didn't get to go. We were involved in all the RFDT float receptions.
Okay.
You know, the floats are just phenomenal too. It's just a great opportunity. I don't know if y'all saw Paula Deen. She was.
Yeah, Paula Deen was the grand marshal this year.
Yeah, she was awesome. So it's just a wonderful thing to be a part of.
next year, Tammy, I think you and I have to go out and we have to ride with the cowgirl chicks. I'll be, I don't know what I'll be. I'll collect poop behind them, but you can ride.
I can do that, yeah.
You can shoot your guns. That'll be great. I'm sure they'd love that.
I think that would be on the rules of the what not to do, Glenn.
We'll give you a horse to ride. You don't have to shovel that whole way.
Okay, good. Yeah, glad to hear it.
I thought you were going to tell me we had to watch the football, Glenn.
Well, that too, Tammy. We're going to make you do one football game.
I'm starting to like football.
Trish, where do you hope to go from here? You have, by the way, I think you have a hiring policy, too. This is coming from the guy here. Tammy's laughing right now. She knows what I'm going to say. You hire the most beautiful girls to work for you. You definitely have a hiring policy. You have to be drop-dead gorgeous to be a cowgirl chick.
Well, you know, I think beauty is what you make of it. And
oh, come
you
know, on. They're all beautiful.
I appreciate that. Because I'll tell you what, they'll really appreciate the compliment.
Okay, now wait a minute. In your song at the beginning that brings you into the rodeo, you say, these guys are hot. Well, I'm sorry, your girls are hot.
I guess we don't feel pretty, you know, when we're running up and down the road. But we do, there are, you know, requirements. And I do want them to eat healthy. I mean, being on the road, we can grab a greasy burger and you get on that kick of not being so healthy. But, you know, being in shape is going to be our logo for this year, Fit for Life, and giving some beauty tips of what works for us, you know, working outdoors in the heat and all the time for not sweating and what we can do to, you know, make ourselves look better. I think these girls, you know, they started off when they are young and now they're in their 20s. They're beautiful women to be admired and respected, and they're real. I mean, you know, they haven't had the greatest of lives, just like, you know, a lot of common people in the world. And so they're girls that you're going to relate to, but they're hardworking and they make an impact on so, so many. And I'm really proud of them.
Well, if your theme this year is health and being totally in shape, then I won't be joining the cowgirl this year.
It's just their theme, Glenn.
Oh, okay.
Not, you can still be part of the theme at your level.
We'll have a hamburger with you, I'm telling you.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. You sang a song which I really liked, and Tammy's going to, I don't know what she's going to think of this one because she hasn't heard this one. But it was totally different than anything else that I heard from you, which I found absolutely fascinating. Where did On the Bayou come from?
On the Bayou came from, you know, out in Nashville. There was a Cajun group that had sang the song, and I just fell in love with it. They had so much fun. And while I was watching him sing it, and I asked permission if I could do it in one of my shows, just because we have such a variety of audience that we have to deliver to. And anyway, it's a family, you know, a family song, and my girls, they're very involved with me. One of my daughters plays the fiddle, and then my youngest daughter is learning how to play the guitar. So it's just a real fun song to perform to. So
On the Bayou.
About the bayou, singing out, hey yo, sure. values and not the lot of fun. Bears won't harm us, the snakes don't bite. They listen to the music all day and all night. Singing out, hey, yo. Sure like to go down to Louisiana on the bayou. Picking at the fiddle on the Cajun song. Down Louisiana's where we belong. Down Louisiana's where we
Are you ready, Glenn? Let's go party. I feel like a feet stomping kind of deal.
That's why we sing that song every time. You just can't help but, you know, start moving some part of your body anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm lucky I'm hooked to my computer here. Otherwise, I'd have been getting up. No, that's awesome. I mean, you know, Trish, you've got your music, you have your dance, you have your girls and your horses. If someone's listening to this and they said, you know, I want to follow my dream, or I want to follow a career with horses, or I mean, what's the best advice you can give someone who's chasing a dream, maybe not even to do with trick riding, but just a dream with their horses?
You know, I would tell anybody that needed advice, first of all, I'd make for sure that they're dedicated, and being committed to any type of sport is going to take that, and be serious about it. In the sport of rodeo, you know, to be a JW Stoker and what we were trying to do, I had to learn and educate myself of who the great athletes were, who started this business that we call rodeo. I mean, you know, what is this sport all about? And so when you do your research and you do your homework, don't just be somebody to be the best. Be somebody to make someone as a JW Stoker or a Bob Tallman or, you know, all those great athletes in the rodeo world, a barrel racer, make them proud. Make them proud that you're doing your homework and you know your business. And don't do it just to be the best. Be the best who you can be through what you've learned, and so you can carry this great sport on. And that's really, truly why we do what we do. You know, we can't learn enough, and it's amazing the group of people, the friendships that we've gained in this business, and the friends for life that we'll have. But the ultimate end is we have respect for each other, because we know there are no shortcuts to get to that ultimate goal. And even to be written on a wall someday, to be remembered in the sport of rodeo, would just be a huge honor for us. And that's, you know, I'm really where I'm at, and I'm so glad that rodeo has, you know, accepted my music, and rodeo has accepted these girls of being, you know, professional athletes, because they have really, really worked hard, and to never, ever not let the credit go to the horses. And RFD-TV, if no one watches it, boy, y'all sure need to pick up the cable network and see what channel it is, because this is the television network that does support this industry, the love of horses and cattle, and it's just a blessing to be a part of such a great team and a network.
They really are. Yeah, that's a great show. And, you know, I find the same thing, you know, with my students that I teach for my sport, and it really applies to everything. If they have a dream and they have a passion just like you, you need to really set achievable goals so you don't get disappointed. I mean, you can have a big goal like you've got, but if you set things that you can achieve, then that'll keep you motivated and keep you driven. So
exactly. And, you know, I mean, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So, you know, I mean, that's why our motto, and I have these talks with these girls all the time, because, mm-hmm. you know, we can get big-headed. I mean, after a performance, if we have a great performance, never walk out big-headed. Always walk out humbled, and always walk out to, hey, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board to see what else that can work
exactly.
out for us.
Horses are wonderful tools to humble yourself with.
And I think, Trish, too, and I'm sure you've seen it through the years. You've been doing it long enough now. And I think I'm about the same age as you are, so we can talk here. Tammy's just a youngster.
Yeah.
The everybody wants everything so fast today.
Right.
They want
right.
to, they think they can go after 6 months and you know, be doing the most complicated tricks you're ever going to do on the horse and be a champion. Or they'll be living their life's dream when they're 20 and a half.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, I'm doing something I absolutely love now. You know, I didn't get to this point until I was 48. And,
right.
you know, but it took all of those things I did before to get to the point where I'm doing my dream job now.
And it's that's awesome. That's an awesome testimonial. You have to have a never quit attitude. You have to have tough skin. You have to, you know, have a reality check on really what it takes to be in a cowgirl chick trick riding position. I have a lot of girls, and same thing, Glenn, you know, they come up and they want to apply and they can't make two rodeos. And to try to stand up to one of these girls is a great goal to have. But have the reality and the desire and the respect to know why they're there and maybe some of the miles that they've had to travel. And it hadn't been pleasant. You know, I mean, it's been wonderful, but, you know, it's a hard life. And we love
you're
it.
You're not staying in 5-star hotels every night?
You know, someone told me a saying this morning, Glenn, that I really, really liked. And it's funny, I heard it, this, you know, really early this morning. What it was, by yard, life is hard. Inch by inch, it's a cinch.
Yeah.
So
exactly
I thought
right.
that was pretty cute.
Well, if you stick it out, you know, you're very passionate about what you're doing. And so it, you know, it's just really ultimately up to us. I can't make a decision for any girl that comes on our team and say, you're going to make it. It's really up to her, you know, whether she wants to make those sacrifices and really if she wants to complete the job, you know, description.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
everybody starts at the same level.
I just finished a book by Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist.
You're such a geek.
Yeah, the ventriloquist who last year was the highest paid comedian in the world, making $40 million.
Oh,
and you know, he started at the age of 8, and
right.
he was 30 years till he got with tens of thousands of performances. Making
right.
$50 in comedy clubs till he got to this point. But he made a goal
right.
for himself when he graduated from high school that by the time he was 28, 10 years later, that he would be on the Johnny Carson show. 2 months before the 10 years
no.
were up, he was on the Johnny Carson show. But that just proves the point of what Tammy said, is you have to make your goals realistic. If he had said, in 2 years, I'm going to be in the Johnny Carson show, it wasn't going to happen. He applied.
Yeah.
He actually auditioned for the Johnny Carson show 20 times before
right.
they accepted him. So, you
right.
know, and now, last year, he made $40 million with puppets. So,
yeah, good for him. That's just awesome.
You
that's
know,
an awesome
that's a
story.
Great guy.
Yeah, and it just, you know, it just shows that I think Tammy made, if youngsters get anything out of this hour, make your goals realistic and don't be afraid to put in the years it's going to take. It's going to take years. But, and I think that we would all say this too, enjoy the ride along the way. Don't keep looking
yeah.
to your goal to the point where you're so obsessed about it that you don't enjoy the rodeo or whatever it is that you're doing today and the people
yeah.
that you're meeting today, because those people that you meet today will be the people that help you get to where you're going tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Right. And don't get discouraged. Don't let other people discourage you from doing something that you love to do, because I have this all the time. You know, people will, you know, when are you going to grow out of that cowgirl chick thing? Or are you still doing that cowgirl chick thing? And, you know, they really have no earthly idea the mat that we've gone. I mean, we served as the ambassadors of the United States in Stockholm, Sweden. What an honor for us. And so it's just not a little girl team anymore that a lot of people remember. And
yeah.
it does so much, and it can make a lot of girls, you know, have such a healthy lifestyle. Keep a lot of kids out of trouble. You know, I don't take anybody unless they're 16 and above on the road with me if they qualify. But, you know, it's a great lifestyle to live. Hard work is good.
I'm glad to hear that after what I said earlier.
You know, it's an okay thing. And I know a lot of kids, they just think, oh, my God, I'm going to have to sweat. And it's like, you know, this is a good thing. You're going to sleep really good tonight, I promise.
And you have really fantastic outfits. I love your outfits. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, the girls, we make them. We make them right here in our leather
right?
shop. So, yes, sir.
The chaps, the whole thing?
the chops, the whole thing. We've just learned how to cut corners as far as financially, you know, to make it affordable for us, because we wear everything out in a quick length of time. Nothing that we ever put on lasts forever. You know, we're always ripping holes in them and stuff.
Oh, I bet if anyone's hard on clothing, it's y'all.
We have
dragging behind a horse.
So, but it's been a great life. I mean, it really, really has. I can't complain.
So if someone wants to catch the girls on the show or know where you'll be, do you have a website or something that they could go to, Lynn, and work out?
Yes, ma'am. We have a website at cowgirlchicks.com. We've got a movie that's fixing to come out. We're really excited about that. We really can't say a whole lot, but it's about it's based off the true story of the cowgirl chicks. It's our experiences in the rodeo world. We've got a reality show.
Oh, jeez. You know, the movie's going to come out. We're never going to get her on the show again. She's going to be like, you know,
any last questions you want to ask her before she leaves, Clay?
And she'll say, talk to my people. And her people will say, get back to us in a year. That's what's going to happen.
No. I'm telling you what, you know, I don't know if the movie's ever going to do anything, but it's going to be a great story. And I will be on your show anytime you want me to.
All right. You know I'm recording this, right?
Yeah, you are being recorded.
Yeah. A lot of great, exciting things that are going to happen for us this year.
And you can find all of that on their website at cowgirlchicks.com. And also, you have a little bit of a website, too, at trishlynn.com, where you can find your music. And we also will put all the links to that in our show notes here at Horses in the Morning and post it on Facebook as well. Well, Lynn, this has been a pleasure. We could talk to or Trish, we could talk to you all day. And we have only played a few songs, unfortunately.
Can we get another song, Glenn?
Yeah, well, we're going to. We're going to. Hold that thought, Tammy.
Okay.
We're going to play the show out today.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
I want to appreciate y'all just really, you know, playing my music. It's something that I really, truly have loved and have never let go of. And also just, you know, promoting the sport of rodeo and the cowgirl chicks. Thank y'all so much for having us on your show.
No problem. And we're going to continue. If you give us permission, we're going to add all of your music to our lineup in the morning show.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. And continue to play it and send people to your website. We'll definitely do that for you because I love it. You know, if you want to listen to any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, if you're intrigued by Tammy now and you're saying, I want to hear more of that girl, she's much better than Glenn, then you can go over to the westernradioshow.com and take a listen to Tammy once a week. And so if you get sick of me, she's much prettier anyway. So,
It's radio, Glenn. I can listen to my Australian accent.
And she still is the deadliest girl on horseback. And you can also follow us on Facebook. Just search for Horses in the Morning. Most of you do. And there's whole conversations that go on there during the show. And we really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Tammy, for filling in today. And
my pleasure.
Trish, can you introduce this final song? It's actually not one of yours, but it relates to a caller we had on last Friday's show.
Are you talking about the All-American Cowgirl Chick song?
Yes, that was done by Liza.
From Lisa G. Fly. We met her at the Rose Bowl Parade a couple of years ago. She saw the girls perform at the Equus Fest, you know, tapped into our website, found all the history on the horses, the stories of the girls, and she was inspired to write this song. And it is something that will never leave the Cowgirl Chick heart. It was such a beautiful thing that she gave to us last year. So we hope y'all love it. It's a kick. You're going to.
They are the All-American Cowgirl Chicks, and they're going to do some tricks for you. First they're going to ride, they're going to show some pride for the red, white, and blue. They're All-American Cowgirl Chicks, you're going to know it by the flags they wave. They come from the great state of Texas, in the land of the free and the home of the brave. They're the All-American Cowgirl Chicks, you're going to see it for yourself. They're gonna stomp a little hoop, they're gonna raise a little hoop. That's what they're gonna do. She's an All-American cowgirl chicken. That a horse she's riding today, that's her best friend. But the time was when he was just an old throwaway. They're the All-American cowgirl chicks, and we wanna hear you cheer them all. Cause they're riding for those who can't ride, and they're riding for some who are already gone. They're the All-American cowgirl. Cause that's the way they roll.
cowgirl, and a cowgirl knows that when you get knocked down, when you hit the ground, you gotta get right back up again. She's an all-American cowgirl chick, and we really don't like to brag, but every time you see it, gonna bring it to your feet. When you see the little mama do the suicide drag, they're the all-American cowgirl chicks, gonna come around side by side, gonna stomp a little hoop, they're gonna raise a little roof, 'cause that's the way they ride. They're gonna take another pass, they're gonna kick a little.